Okay, and welcome to a new edition of the DX Supplement. This is the supplement corresponding to the week of April 5 till April the 9th. We begin today's edition with news for DXists. In particular, we will report on the frequencies and broadcasting schedules of a series of clandestine radio stations which broadcast their programs thanks to the Issoudun rebroadcasting plant in France. The first of these is BRB Dengevelat, which broadcasts from 0230 till 0530, coordinated universal time, on 9,525 kHz, with 250 kilowatts in Kurdish language. From 1600 till 2100 hours, it broadcasts on 11,530 kilohertz with 250 kilowatts, also in Kurdish language. We now continue with a station that broadcasts to Ethiopia, Radio Dimtse Voyan, transmitting from 0400 hours till 0500 hours UTC time, on 11,620 kHz with 250 kilowatts in Tigrinya language. The station has another transmission at 1,600 hours on the frequency of 17,870 kHz with 250 kilowatts of power. Always these broadcasts are in Tigrinya language. The station with transmissions in Hausa to Nigeria called Radio International also broadcasts from 07 to 0800 hours UTC time on 13,710 kilohertz with 100 kilowatts and with repeats of this broadcast at 1600 hours on the frequency of 15,285 kilohertz with 250 kilowatts, also in Hausa language. Another station transmitting via Issoudun in France is Radio Tigray Media House Dimtse that has been reported between 1530 and 1600 hours on 17,545 kilohertz with 150 kilowatts in Tigrinya language on Wednesdays and Saturdays, exclusively identifying itself as Dimtse Vegata Tigray. Now, we are sharing some news from Latin America. Bolivia continues to be the talk of the new radio stations. After a year without broadcasting, a radio station called La Voz del Campesino Borjano, the voice of Borjan peasants, located in the region of the same name, in the department of Beni, was reactivated by the Deputy Ministry of Communication together with the director of Native Peoples Radio Stations, José Aramayo. Humberto Claros, the communications secretary of the Bolivian Confederation of Peasant Workers, recently reported that this community media outlet had been paralyzed during the de facto government of Jeanine Áñez. The radio leader pointed out that given the paralysis of the equipment, there are some difficulties that will be solved in the coming days. However, this is not an impediment to reactivating the voice and the presence of the peasants of the nine departments of Bolivia. The San Borja radio station was already a demand of the inhabitants of this region, now that remote education is a decisive factor for the education of our children and also for preventing infection with COVID-19, Mr. Claros explain. We now move to Peru. 79.5% of people in that country listen to the radio every day. 93.7% of them listen to the radio weekly. This is according to a study released by the National Urban Radio Audience Center, a consultancy. According to that source, more than 16.9 million people tune in to the radio every day, listening to this for 3 hours and 57 minutes. Likewise, in a week, radio reaches more than 19.9 million people, in total accumulating, in a week, 23 hours and 27 minutes of listening time. That's almost a full day of radio listening in a week, according to this poll that has measured radio listenership in Peru. This consolidated 2020 study shows that radio is very close to the people and dismisses the idea that traditional media are making it disappear. It's disappearing, I mean, because of new digital platforms, new digital media. According to the study, radio's reach is homogeneous in the different areas of the country. For example, in metropolitan Lima, the capital, the weekly reach is 92.8%, while in the rest of Peru, it is 94.3%. The study states that the majority of listeners indicate that they use radio devices, such as radio recorders, portable radios, and stereos in cars. And after that, according to the poll, people listen to radio via smartphones or via their computers, their desktop computers or their laptops. However, in the capital, the percentage of listeners listening to radio via a mobile device or a computer is higher than in the rest of the country. Okay, let's move on now to South Africa. The South African Broadcasting Corporation, the SABC, has announced it laid off a total of 621 employees last April the 1st as part of its restructuring program. The SABC said the downsizing is part of its turnaround plan and for its long-term sustainability. This was confirmed by SABC acting spokesperson Moni Seapolelo, who added that more than half of this number are employees who opted for a voluntary severance package. Seapolelo said that a total of 275 employees are those who held positions that have become redundant, he said, some of whom were interviewed for alternative opportunities but were unsuccessful, according to this source. SABC Group CEO Madola Ngxakwe said they had to take this route as part of the turnaround plan to ensure that the public broadcaster's long-term financial sustainability and ability to fulfill its broad public mandate becomes a reality. The process was necessary to preserve and reposition the SABC as a resilient and viable public broadcaster and public media organization. We want to be part of the preservation of this national treasure that has the public interest at the heart of its existence. Ngxakwe said they want to transform the SABC and bring its content to all platforms, on all devices, and in all South African languages. Now we end our tour in Europe, where we first visit France with a news item from its international shortwave public broadcaster, Radio France International, or RFI. The RFI is committed to radio reporting in order to learn more about what is happening in the world. That's one of the core values of RFI. For this reason, the international broadcaster has announced it is launching a new edition of the RFI Reporting Prize in Spanish, which is aimed at journalism students under the age of 30 living in Latin America and the Caribbean. The name of the winner will be announced on Thursday, June 11, in RFI program Paris America. Journalism schools are invited to submit a candidate who must send by email to RFI between March 11 and May 23, 2021, a radio report that can be up to 13 minutes long, as well as a proposal for a report to be carried out in Paris. A jury of RFI journalists will meet to select the best entry. The winner's name will be announced on that program, Paris America, on June 10. The prize consists of a four-week, all-expenses-paid internship at RFI's Spanish language newsroom in Paris in 2021. During that period, the winner will be able to produce the proposed report. And with this, we come to the end of this week's edition of the DX Supplement of Rye Argentina to the World, a segment that is produced by Arnaldo Slayen. Thank you for listening.